From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Rwandan officials have confirmed that the government's intelligence chief, General Karenzi Karake, has been arrested in Britain. Rwanda's Justice Minister, Johnston Businge, has told VOA that Karake has been arrested and the government is seeking clarification from Britain on the reason for the arrest. He said that they're expecting more information and clarification from the United Kingdom government. South Sudan has declared a cholera outbreak following deaths of 18 people and at least 170 recorded cases in recent days. South Sudan's Minister of Health spoke to reporters and says that the outbreak began in crowded United Nations refugee camps in the capital of Juba, where tens of thousands of people have sought shelter from civil war. Australia is trying to confirm reports that two of its most wanted Islamic State fighters have been killed in Iraq. The families of the two men have told Australian media that the pair died in a drone attack in the city of Mosul last week. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Khaled Sharouf and Mohamed Elamar have become the faces of Australian extremism in the Middle East. 10 years ago, Sharouf was jailed for his part in the biggest terrorism conspiracy Australia has ever seen. He gained international notoriety last year when he posted pictures on Twitter showing his 7-year-old son holding the severed head of what was thought to have been a Syrian soldier. Elamar, too, had an active presence on social media and had also been photographed holding the severed heads of pro-Syrian troops. Officials in Canberra say they're working to verify reports of the men's deaths in Iraq. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
You're listening to VOA News. U.S. officials are promising a very direct conversation with Chinese officials during a high-level annual dialogue that continues Tuesday in Washington. Cybersecurity, China's disputed maritime claims, and bilateral efforts to combat climate change are among the main topics expected to be raised during the meetings. The talks opened Monday with a series of wide-ranging strategic security dialogue meetings, which a senior State Department official described as frank. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the United States will rely on a combination of military and non-military tools to counter Russian aggression in Ukraine. He spoke Monday in Berlin before traveling to Estonia for meetings with defense ministers of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, which were forcibly incorporated into the former Soviet Union. Carter said the United States will contribute special operation forces, intelligence, and other military assets to a new NATO rapid reaction force, in part to help Europe counter any Russian aggression. A new study says that cleaning up dirty air could prevent up to 2.1 million premature deaths every year, mostly in Asia, but also in countries with relatively cleaner skies. Anjana Pasricha reports.
The adverse health impacts of inhaling tiny particulate matter that lodges deep inside lungs have long been known. They are associated with increased risk of heart attacks, strokes, respiratory illnesses, and lung cancer. A team of U.S.-based environmental engineering and public health researchers have prepared a new global model to determine the extent to which people would benefit if air pollution from what is called PM is cut to those limits specified by the World Health Organization. The study estimates that cutting outdoor air pollution could save 1.4 million lives in places like India and China. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Sieges by Syrian government forces, rebel fighters, and Islamic State militants are having a devastating effect in a conflict that shows no signs of abating, according to UN investigators Tuesday, as they delivered their latest assessment of the crisis in Syria. Paolo Pinheiro, the head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria, told the Human Rights Council in Geneva, "There is a little attempt to adhere to international law as most, if not all, of the warring parties carry out indiscriminate attacks in areas populated by civilians." North Korea has given sentences of life in prison with hard labor to two South Korean men it accused of spying for Seoul. The North State broadcaster Tuesday said Kim Guk-gi and Ko Chun-gil were found guilty of state subversion at a trial in Pyongyang. The sentence is final and cannot be appealed, according to the judge. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.